Pump day!
I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that Camel Wednesday hump day is.
It is. It is. Shock T, the big show on the ground, head coach. Come on. The Peyton.
Got a lot to talk about.
Letting you know, you've reached halftime of your work week. Join, what are we doing this weekend? I got a free weekend again. Got
really?
It. What do we got? Yes. Conference tournament until next week, Michael. And I'm not traveling. I'm staying here. Hold on. Words of wisdom. Give it to me.
And to all the ladies, peace and happiness forever.
I might go play some golf.
Ooh. You know what? I was chatting with Fernando. Over there at the country club. And looking forward to it. Chateau.
Yeah.
Maybe a little non next week. A little non after the
Let's
show.
See if Todd can get out there.
I didn't invite Todd. It's just me and Fernando.
Oh, wait, you're not inviting us?
I mean, I didn't say it was a foursome.
Whoa.
You know, I didn't. What are you wowing about? That's what it's called when four golfers
no,
join
that's,
playing.
No, I was just saying like.
What are you, five?
No, I was just saying, whoa, I can't believe you didn't invite us.
Oh.
I don't know where you're.
Well, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know. I mean, Todd's got. Well, no, actually, it's the All-Star break.
Exactly. It's a perfect week.
It really sounded like you guys invited yourselves just now. You know, he's probably already going to be playing golf next week. Every single day.
Todd.
Every single day.
I need to know where Todd's golfing so he could go hide out in the woods with an air horn.
No, let him relax. You're going to air horn right in the swing? Wow. Really? Is that what you're going to do? 66 on Saturday, 65 for a high on Sunday. Lows of 47 on both days. Sounds like a beautiful smoking, grilling, outdoors, get out, just stay outside weekend.
After last weekend, we all need it.
Stay outside. I see, I didn't like the touch of the 80s are back. I'm not, you know me.
Today's
you,
beautiful.
You know me.
Today,
I'm
today,
in a short sleeve.
Give this.
Window is open. Why?
Every day.
Because I'm a 65 degree. That is the perfect temperature for me. In the sun, it's warm. In the shade, it's chilly. But that's perfect for you. 800-998-1003. We've had some fun. Thank you to Larry Holder. Joined us at 12:15. We talked about some of the Saints' moves today and potentially moving forward. The Diana Rossini tweet. We'll touch on all that and recap the hour. And then David Grubb, I thought we had a good discussion, right, about Lonzo Ball. What do you do? We talked about that yesterday on the show, Jordan. What do you do with Lonzo Ball? You know, the date's around the corner. You have to make a decision here. You know, he is a restricted free agent, and that's an interesting point that David brought up, is he said,
that contract scares
look,
me.
Look, March 25th is, by the way, the trade deadline, and he said, look, you play it out this year. You can match, and you let the market set itself. Because, again, I just do a simple Google search, and you will see top point guards in the NBA. You missed that part of the show, didn't you?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Gus, yeah. I'll be completely and brutally honest with you. I was so busy yesterday.
Uh-huh. I didn't hear from you at all.
I didn't even
I didn't
look
hear
at
from
my
you
phone.
At all. Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I did not listen to the show yesterday.
I just didn't hear from you at all. So these are the top 10 highest point guards in the NBA for the 2020-21 season. You ready?
Hit me with it.
Okay, because, again, he's a point guard. But, again, David Grip brought up a great point. It feels like Jimmy Graham to an extent. What are you paying him as? Is he a shooting guard? You don't want me to go through that list. Or do you want to go through a point guard list? Again, top 10, because normally, you know, you sign with Clutch, you're thinking max, you're thinking top money in their position. So, number 10, Jamal Murray. I just want to stop, you see?
Wow.
Okay.
He's 10?
He's 10, $29 million. Okay? He's 10. Number 9, Kyle Lowry, 30.5. There's been some rumor he could be tradable. Damian Lillard, number 8, 31.6. Kyrie Irving, number 7, 33.3. Number 6, Kemba Walker, 34.3. Mike Conley's 5, 34.5. John Wall is number 4, 41.2.
I don't know how.
Russell Westbrook, number 3, 41.3. Chris Paul, number 2, 41.3. And Steph Curry's number 1, 43. So, again, one of my things that I've brought up, and I'll let you make your point, but one of the things I brought up is in terms of whether or not, when I was making the argument, do you keep him or not, is you have to, on a simple legal pad like I have in front of me, and you write down the top 8-10 teams in the Western Conference. List their starting point guard. Put his name next to it and just check the ones that you think he's better than. I don't know if that's fair or not, but he's probably going to be guarding them most nights. He's probably going to be playing against them defensively. I mean, offensively, like, they're going to be defending him. Okay, so let's go Stan Van Gundy. I see him more as a shooting guard. You want me to go through the shooting guard numbers?
No. I think that would be worse.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So where's his value here?
Well, if you're saying that you're starting off with 30 and Jamal Murray is basically where you're starting at 10 with $30 million just about, I don't see. Look, Lonzo has improved.
He's 11 right now.
He has improved. Lonzo is 11.
Yes, he's 11 right now. The qualifying offer would have been 14. They didn't
pick
it up.
But I think there's a massive gap between him and Murray.
Yes. So, is it 20? Are you comfortable with 20 for 4? Now, the Pelicans can give him one extra year.
I give him 22.
As opposed to every other team in the NBA. The most any other team can give him is 4. Pelicans can go 5. Do you want to go 5?
You can't go 5. He's just not a player that's...
I'm good with 3 at 18, to be honest with you. I mean, that increases by 2 every other year.
You said 18 for 3. I was about to say 15, but no, I agree with 18.
Well, he's going to ask for at least 20 or more. What if he asks for 30? That's an easy decision, right? Are you giving him 30 for 4 years?
4 years?
What if he says...
I just don't like those long... term deals with players that you about.
That's my point. Improvement. I get it, but again, I mean, it's like I asked David. I mean, you do have Kyra Lewis. You did draft a point guard. Stan Van Gundy's mentioned he sees Lonzo more of a shooting guard. Look, we all know Bledsoe's not going to be here long term, whether it's next month, later this month, or next season. That's neither here or there because of his play. It's just. Age, contract, fit. Get it. So who is this team's quote-unquote shooting guard? Now, we talked about it. Positionless basketball. You just want to get as many ball handlers. Stan Van Gundy said that prior to the season. I want as many ball handlers as possible. So can you envision, because this to me is the number one thing if I'm David Griffin. Can I see Kyra Lewis, quote-unquote, running the point, primary ball handler, and Lonzo Ball being... another ball handler, but a guy can give me buckets. I just don't know if I'm ready to trust that to the extent of $80 to $100 million. Because in the NBA, it's a guaranteed deal. But what if he does continue to improve?
That's why the whole timeliness of this contract is so hard.
My problem with this, and it's not even a problem with him, because I actually applaud him. And I give him a ton of credit. In our field of business, it's okay to critique. I think at times it's tough to criticize. But I think if you're fair, you can be respected. And I think fairness is fair. In terms of, we all saw, his teammates saw that it never mentioned by name. The coach said it. He struggled to start the season. After Monday, and again, I'm not saying Monday was the epiphany, it hit, whatever. But he said this after the game in the win against the Jazz.
Yeah, I mean, this is a new situation, new team, new coaches this year. So, you know, we had to figure some things out. But, you know, for myself, like I said, just figuring out what they want from me and just doing the best I can, you know, whatever they need.
If he plays like he did against the Utah Jazz and what he's been playing like, against the Boston Celtics these past few weeks, I'd be willing to give him 25 for 3 years.
Okay, but that's what I'm getting at. Easy. He also said this about, let's be honest, I mean, social media, he misses one shot.
Right.
He turns the ball over, and, you know, it's jiff and meantime.
But I just play my game. I stay the course. You know, I just want to win games. That's really all it comes down to.
Here's what I have to give him credit on. And I said this at the time that the chatter began, right? when the chatter began of teams are interested, and I thought it was brilliant. It was a brilliant move by a thin clutch. You know, hey, the Knicks are interested. Several teams are, who's interested? Honestly, I mean, the guy couldn't make a shot. Who was really that interested knowing he wants a max deal or a big contract? But he create that stir. You know, you call in New York, you know, the Bulls really, I mean, it'd be perfect fit with LaVine. I don't know. I mean, does Tom want, you know, a guy that really could be a good guard for them? You know, all that stuff. They created good buzz. Made sense. But we saw and we had fun with it, Jordan. We had fun with it last year or the year before they made the trade. Remember, the year they made the trade where every time a rumored team came out, it was the Pelicans. There was video on Instagram of Lonzo playing a song or, you know, in the locker room getting taped and the song was, the lyrics were talking about how they were feeling, right? The abandoned trio and stuff like that, all that. You can go one way or the other. That's why I don't read message boards. I honestly don't know. I have an idea what most people probably think of me, but that's fine.
I made that mistake once.
But you can't do it. You did, and you lost your mind. You did. We won't get into specifics, but you, me and Todd had to become psychiatrists for you. Right? I mean, Dr. Graf and Dr. Cattingale, you freaked out.
I wouldn't say I
absolutely freaked out. Oh, my gosh. You freaked out.
No, come
on. What
did
they tell you? You sounded like a dead giraffe or something? I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway.
But look, and I said this. You've actually done something in your career when somebody goes, how does that guy have a job? I mean, you know, you got a few of those. How does that guy have a job? I mean, it's good.
I don't know.
That's good. Here. Exactly right. You're here and they're not. So it aggravated them. That's great. But my point is, you can go one way or another. And what did I tell you that day? I had to pick you up a bit and I said, by the way, what are you doing tomorrow?
Going to be on the air.
Who have you been in the locker rooms for and covering games?
Zion Williamson.
The Saints and Pelicans. Not high school, not the same thing wrong with that, but you're covering professional teams. You're actually on the air, not trying to be on the air. You're not getting coffee, even though you do get my lunch every now and then when I forget it.
And watch the dog.
And I appreciate that. And let the dog out. I appreciate that. But my point is, you can go one way or the other. You can let it get you down. Or you can be strengthened by it. You show me, right? If I'm teetering, if I'm wavering, what do I always tell you about you that I respect about you? That sounds like I'm leaving you or something. I mean, but my point is like,
me?
You, I know, it's just weird. I'm being really nice to you. My thing is this, your loyalty, like you, I can depend on you. So if it comes down to making a decision, your character, how you are and who you are absolutely helps sway. And if I'm David Griffin, he said he had a talk. Stan Van Gundy said they brought him in and had a talk. So he can handle a man conversation because that's a man conversation. Hey, I know you want to be here, but it may not work out. But go out there and play as hard as you can. I've told this story before here, the place I was, I found out 2 months before they actually pulled the plug and changed the format that I was losing my job. It was on my wife's birthday. In that summer, also, I'd lost two kids. I mean, it was fun. And that day, I found out I had one or two ways to go. Could have given a bleep, or you come in each and every single day and you do what you're supposed to do. So that's why maybe I value what he did. It's hard. It's hard because I don't think we did anything wrong. We had good numbers. Things are going. It just one person's opinion mattered more than ours. Changes the format to country. I mean, we had nothing to do with it. But how do you respond to it? And Lonzo Ball has played his butt off. You haven't seen any Instagrams, any tweets, any nothing. That matters to me if I'm trying to build a culture, doesn't it? Let's continue the conversation when we come back and bring up the latest news on New Orleans Saints on ESPN New Orleans.
You're invited to Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spectacular sales event going on now till the end of the month. Great selections of models and colors to choose from and deep discounts. Huge incentives. This is the time to purchase your new Toyota Camry or Corolla. Exceptional MPG ratings and 2 years free maintenance. This is the event you've been waiting for. Visit our friendly staff at Houma's number one dealer. Go to Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But E-Tail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing E-Tail Business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. E-Tail is on for business.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too. Through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
The next 60 seconds, we'll try to update you as quickly as possible before we go to the Cajun Goat on all the news around the NFL. Jordan, something happened to Minnesota. What?
Yeah, the Vikings released tight end Kyle Rudolph, the tight end veteran. The move is going to save Minnesota $5.1 million against the salary cap for 2020.
You know what that means? Saints fans already tweeting about whether or not the Saints should go after Kyle Rudolph. I mean, that's what happens, right? Well, you got a little more cap money because the Saints, per Ian Rappaport, did a simple restructure of David Onyemata's contract, the defensive tackle. And it results in $4.34 million in cap space. It's a little extra money. But again, remember, the Saints, they need to get about almost $100 million below. So, little here, little there, right? It's a lot of talk yesterday about Malcolm Brown being involved in the trade. That would save five. If you add five to this four, that's only nine. You got another $90 million to go. So, I'm just letting you know, that there's going to be a lot of moves made. Ian Rappaport also tweeted, 2-year deal with the safety and special teamer JT Gray. He was a restricted free agent. And the deal is $4 million, $2 million guaranteed. Diana Russini on Twitter says she texted a coach. The coach responded about what's going to happen here with all the players being released. Quote, it's going to be a massacre next week all around the league. To that point that I asked Larry, though, and it's something to consider, could the Saints eventually wind up finding a bargain player? Because this is a different offseason where you're going to have good players on the street. Week two of free agency, you watch. You're going to have good players. Teams just don't have the money. And it's fine and dandy. All these fans from the Jags and Browns and all these people are saying, oh, it's great they got all that money in the Colts. It's great. But what if they're position heavy? And they can't go there. Right? There's going to be a spot. So I think it wouldn't surprise me if the Saints wind up with a pretty good player that had to get let go somewhere else. And they could convince them, say, play for a meal or two. Highly incentivized deal or something of that nature. I don't know. Cajun Goat, what you got for us today, man?
Well, I'll start with the football, Gus.
Sure.
You're going to see a lot of, you're bringing up a good point. You're going to see a lot of 2-year contracts. A lot of guys, this is what they've been talking about that the league's going to end up going to with these guys, signing these guys for like 2 years, you know, with the salary cap issues that they're having right now. And the thing I'm going to laugh about, because they said something about Malcolm Brown trade, here we go. You think the Saints are winding up to get Russell Wilson? So, are they getting a trade together to get Russell Wilson? But it really called about is Jordan.
Yes.
Jordan, when I got off the phone last time, mm-hmm. wanted to compare Brandon Ingram to James Harden.
Defensive-wise.
I think, Jordan, you need to stick to the Pelicans that are out in Lake Pontchartrain. Because that is not even a close comparison.
I tried to tell you.
Want to say even defensive-wise, guess who was a defensive player of the year one year? James Harden. Okay? But also, defense comes off of missed shots. Brandon Ingram goes 0 for 8 in some quarters, bud. 0 for 8. When you're missing shots, that turns into points on the other side, and you don't get back on defense. And I'm going to give you another instance in the Jazz game, the last quarter where they made the comeback. He just flew by Bogdanovich and let him shoot the ball without even just standing in front of him and putting his hands up. So let's not compare him to James Harden. He's not even there. He's not going to be there. He needs to get better. And the reason why I'm on him hard is because he's the highest paid player on the team. He's the guy that just got the big contract. When you got the big contract and you're the guy, you have to be the man. I think he can eventually, but he's got to get better or put a little bit more into playing more than just two or three quarters a night. He has to play all four quarters with the money that they're paying him. And I hate to say this, but and I never thought I would say this, but as of shooting right now, I think Lonzo Ball is a better shooter than he is right now in some aspects. I think if you look at their percentage-wise, I think Lonzo's shooting the ball just as good from the three-point line than Ingram is, and you're paying him all this money. So that's my issues with Brandon Ingram. No defense. He's inconsistent with his shot, and he needs to play. Now, I thought he played better in the Jazz game. I will give him that. I'll give due when due is done, but a lot of times you see him, he's that disappearing player that this is one of your main guys, and he disappears. I just don't want him to disappear. I want him to be there every time he's in the game and let the teams feel him. And so that's why I'm on the Brandon Ingram thing. I think they win more games. And you've also heard other announcers say that the only way the Pelicans win is if Brandon Ingram has good game.
I don't know if I agree wholeheartedly
I agree with Gus, what he's been saying throughout the season. When your guards have great play, like Lonzo Ball and Eric Bledsoe.
When he plays well, Ingram and Zion play well.
Yeah, I agree with the guard situation, but I think Bledsoe is the loose end. I don't think Lonzo is. I think Lonzo's been playing way better since the trade thing. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you that they shouldn't be playing Bledsoe. They should get rid of Bledsoe. He's just even the Jazz game, why were you keeping him in when you see bad performance? And I put that on the coach. But I don't think we should get rid of Lonzo. I think Lonzo's proven himself since the training room. I thought he started off slow, but it could have been from the knees, because ever since he came back from his knees, I really believe he's been playing well. As a role player, and Antonio Daniels said it well. He said, he's beginning to understand his role. And, you just need to get rid of that Bledsoe deal and give the young guys a chance, give Kyra a chance, give the other guys a chance. But still, when it comes down to the end of the game in the fourth quarter and you're putting the ball in Brandon Ingram's hands, he's got to make the plays. And he's also got a rebound and get the and more defense. We're always on Zion about rebounding, but, Brandon Ingram's a forward too. He needs to get a lot more rebounds himself.
I hear you, man. Hey, give me a Cajun Goats, a Saints player whose workout video you're looking forward to seeing or want to see on social media drop real soon.
A Saints player or one that I want to draft?
Okay. Well, you can throw that in there as well. But I was kind of thinking of like Saints player.
Well, I want to see the linebacker y'all were telling me about, the inside linebacker y'all were telling me about.
Zaven Collins?
Yes. I would like to see video on him. I've never got to see him play, and y'all talk highly of him. And I know that's exactly what the
Very
Saints
easily,
need.
Just as Jordan likes to go to YouTube and put in David Collins, and you will see, I don't know, pick sixes, walk-off pick sixes for 99 yards in the end zone against Tulane. You will just see a guy that absolutely is a reason why I go bananas. I'm like, I want to see him on this team next year.
And I see in a lot of the mock drafts where he's about in the area where the Saints pick to be picked.
He's within five to six. Yes. You know, if not there's some places that actually have him falling to there, which I just don't see that happening. But
you
anyway,
see that
all
happening.
Right, Cajun Goat.
But okay,
you,
if a player on the Saints, a workout tape, yep. I want to see Michael Thomas.
What do you want to see? What's the workout video?
I actually want to see him moving side to side. You know, them high ankle sprains last a long time.
Okay. And, so you want to see that he's healthy, moving side to side.
Yeah, side to side, sprinting up the field, you know, making good cuts. Because his whole game is pragmatic on how good he runs routes. And the reason he runs routes so good is his footwork, is the way he can move. And with a high ankle sprain, you can't run them routes the same way. You can't be as sharp in those routes.
Okay.
So that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see how he's moving.
Easy enough. I like it. Thank you, Cajun Go.
All right, bud.
Yep.
You too, man. Bye.
800-998-1003. Jordan, you had two at the top of the hour during the break.
Yeah. My real one is Deontay Harris, just to see him come back stronger than ever.
Your real one?
And
these are just not?
Well, this one's a real one also because there was a major problem. Taysom Hill. I want to see him run through a gauntlet of people throwing anything and everything at his hands for him to hold on to the football.
Mm-hmm.
And then almost not an actual wrecking ball, but one of those like big foam balls that like
I'd like to see maybe a foam wrecking ball or something. Done ABC and like wipeout or something like that.
The wipeout ball.
Exactly. How about he go through the wipeout course
after
without dropping the football? That's what I would like to
see.
It's
okay if he falls or if he fails the course.
A gigantic bowling pin comes flying at him and he has to hit it. He has to take it and not fumble.
Just hold on to the football. You can get knocked around any way you want.
And I'm going
to
give you credit for this one because I thought it was kind of funny. There was one other player who plays tight end.
Jerry Cook.
Yeah. What does the video have to show there?
Just him sitting on his sofa eating a bag of Funyuns.
Stop. Just practicing sitting down, huh? That's a shame. You know that man made some plays earlier in the year.
I don't recall. Which
Come
one?
On.
The one where he fumbled it on
the first Tampa game, he had a big catch.
I also remember in the second Tampa game, he fumbled the football on the goal line.
Funyuns? He's sitting on the couch enjoying Funyuns?
That was the first chip to come to mind.
Oh. They're tasty, but it does
Doritos,
leave an aftertaste.
Could be Doritos also.
No, I hear you. That's his video, huh? Just sitting on the couch. Wow.
Watching the replay of him fumbling the football.
Just practicing sitting at home, huh? You're some man.
I'm sorry. Had to let it off my chest.
You need to see a video of Taysom not fumbling and Jared Cook sitting. Jordan Kleber today, folks. Quick break. We come back. Angela Greta will help me prep for a game that I have not prepped for.
Oh, here we go.
That is literally why I have him on. I'm not even kidding you.
At least you're honest.
I am. I had no time. I'm supposed to call a baseball game today. So I'll find out what I'm doing. Yeah, no, I'm calling a baseball game today.
Tulane?
Yes, Tulane Southeastern. I'm going to, you got to tell me how to get to the stadium.
I have to go to the game now.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Hammond?
Yes, I'm going to Hammond after the show.
Enjoy what I have to do.
Ride. Bad traffic?
No, it's not traffic. Just
I guess something to eat around there, too. I'm hungry. Sports Hangover continues next at ESPN New Orleans.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Here's the good news. Even with high unemployment, there's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosted Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gal.
Jordan.
Gus.
I always consider your internship as a learning experience each and every day. Pay attention.
I'm going to learn you something, though.
Probably.
How to get to school.
Yeah, I have no idea how to get there, so we'll see how it happens. But learn. Next couple of minutes here. We bring in the voice of the Tulane Green Wave star, Andrew Allegretta at Allegretta. It's the way to follow on Twitter. Andrew, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I do think it's been a while since Jordan has been on when we've talked. So it's nice. Jordan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Andrew. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm trying to get up here at the booth at Yeoman Stadium, doing a little stuff for tonight, getting organized for baseball. So I'm fine. I'm doing just fine.
It's funny you use that word because this is where Jordan's about to learn. Use the word prep. I have done zero prep for tonight's baseball game, which is why I have the voice of the Tulane Green Wave on to talk about that game and what I'm going to be doing later on tonight to call baseball because you'll be doing basketball. So we'll start with that first, though, because this was supposed to be the second to last regular season game, but now it is the last regular season game for the Green Wave and Coach Ron Hunter.
Yes. So I see this is all a ruse, Gus, which is just fine. The deal with the cancellation on Saturday, to be quite frank, and my understanding of it, so I'm sure someone could come in and finagle some nuance here, but a lot of it has to do with getting Wichita State more games. Mike Oresto, the AC, came out and flatly said they're going to show preferential treatment to teams they believe in the conference can make the NCAA tournament. Wichita State is one of those teams. Wichita State, amazingly, despite being first in the conference, is actually 66th in the net rank. So that's a little squishy for a team that's first in the American. They've had four consecutive games postponed, so Wichita State needs games in a hurry down the stretch to prove itself. So it's got Tulane tonight. They will play South Florida on Saturday, so South Florida gets whacked off the Tulane schedule and gets sent to play Wichita State. And then one more game against Temple for the Shockers.
Okay. As the conference tournament starts next Thursday for the men over there in Fort Worth, Texas. Look, a note or two on the hoops, and then you're going to help me prep for the baseball game. Jalen Forbes, man, I called the game last Friday against Cincy. Look, it was tied late in that game, and then Cincy got hot. But Jalen Forbes, 37 points, 7 for 7 at one point before he finished 7 of 10 from three-point land. Should I be expecting, or is that what he's capable of? It seems like when I talk to people is, that's the kind of player he is, and we've kind of seen moments of that this season, huh?
Yeah, so I would say Jalen Forbes is easily the brightest spot for Tulane basketball throughout the course of the 21 season. There's really, I don't think there's much of an argument. Like, we've seen fits and starts of guys like Kevin Cross and T.Y. Pope. And Jordan Walker can do a couple of things here and there, and the defense remains good. But in terms of, like, the best thing to come out of this season, it's been the performance of Jalen Forbes. Yeah, those 37 points, that's really a remarkable stat here. I thought it was interesting anyway. The 37 points that Forbes put up against Cincinnati is the most by a Green Wave player in regulation, so a game that doesn't go to overtime, since 1998. Seven, I believe, was the statistic when Gerald Honeycutt put up 38 points in a game against Xavier. All of that is to say you're talking about one of the best performances since Harry Clark was the head coach, and we beckoned back to kind of the glory days of three-way basketball. So I think he kind of stirs that emotion of like, oh, if Jalen Forbes just wants to be this kind of player and we put a handful of pieces around him, well, maybe you can kind of rekindle the flames with Harry Clark in the 90s.
Andrew, one final thing on the basketball with Coach Hunter here. We spoke with Gary Smith earlier in the week about that game and what Forbes did. And what I found interesting is, depending on what side of this issue you're on, you like it or you don't, right? We speak a lot of it, whether it's football for Tulane or even LSU, having transfers that can come in and help you. Joe Burrow helped win a national championship, right? I mean, Coach Willie Fritz can get some transfers to help them at line, offense, defense, you name it. That said, Gary Smith brought up the fact, could Coach Hunter's toughest job be at the end of the season convincing a guy like Jalen Forbes to stay, not transfer, enter the transfer protocol or things of that nature? I mean, that's kind of whole new world stuff of here too, right? Of trying to get players to help change your program and build around. Yet if the wins and losses aren't where they're supposed to be, you may lose that player. So it's two sides of this coin, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so, right? Like, it's two sides of the coin throughout the entire process, right? Like, you can bemoan the fact that maybe someone like, and by the way, I've got no inclination that Jalen Forbes leaves this program. He seems to have fit well with Coach Hunter and all of those sort of things, so I'm not implying anything. But
right.
You could bemoan the fact that someone like that has the opportunity to make some noise at a different program. But at the same time, you're going to go into the transfer portal and try to build your program that way. Basically, I have no good thoughts on all of this, right? Because it's either you get really happy about the things that it benefits your program with, or you get really cranky about the things that it hurts your program with. So I just know that it's a thing. I think it becomes incredibly curious in this particular time frame with COVID about, how they're going to lay out all of the transfer rules. And I do think there's going to be a one-time exemption for just, I can't remember. I'll be honest. I've gotten so lost in the haze of all of this that
right.
I'm not sure if the one-time transfer rule happened last year or that's going to happen this year or if it's going to happen this year and then they extend it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not terribly coherent here other than to say that transfers are a part of college athletics these days. And you're going to have to get used to the fact that it's going to help you and hurt you all at the same time. And your job as a coach is use it to your advantage while cultivating a really positive environment where you make it very enticing for kids to stay. And generally speaking, I think Willie Fritz has done that. You know, they had a couple of them this past offseason with Amari Jones, just to shift the football for a second, and Stephon Hutterson and all of that sort of stuff. One thing that I will add about the whole thing, it is interesting. I'm not saying student-athletes shouldn't transfer. Everyone deserves the opportunity to maximize their own potential in a place that fits them. But if I understand the statistics, I do hope student-athletes realize it's not like a one-size-fits-all thing. Just because you jumped into the transfer portal doesn't mean there's going to be a scholarship for you. Like, you can get lost in the shuffle in the transfer portal. And I hope student-athletes understand that as well. Not to say that they shouldn't do it, but when you do it, make sure you do it coherently, because it would be a super bummer to have a scholarship opportunity and then try to jump for something else and then you end up with nothing.
5 minutes remaining with Andrew Allegretta here at A. Allegretta, the way to follow on Twitter, voice of the Tulane Green Wave. All right, help me prep for the game today. See if I kind of have my at least cheat sheet notes kind of in the right spot here. Ready? Both teams are 3-4. Southeastern won their first three, Jordan. Then they traveled to face Arizona, and they're number 19. They played 4 games in 3 days. They got swept there, so that's where they are. The Green Wave, I'm just going to say what I saw on Monday while I was getting tested. The catcher, Luis Avila, said, we should have swept them. I heard you. You kept me company while I was getting my break tag, making groceries on Saturday and Sunday. And I heard you mention a couple of things in the broadcast that were interesting. The top of the order hadn't been producing, yet you had a chance to win all 3 games. You won Friday, and you lost in the 9th inning on Saturday and Sunday. So You go to the opening weekend series against the Cajuns, kind of similar. Is it just a closing issue? Because I kind of think the Tulane baseball is pretty good.
Yeah, when you say just a closing issue, I don't want to sit there and be like, let's talk about Egan Gillis, because that's the thing that gets talked about a bunch around here and has been for the past couple of years. I think, I'll be quite honest, I do think Tulane was the better team through 3 days than Mississippi State. That doesn't mean that's going to happen every single time out, and Mississippi State is still trying to figure itself out in a way that Tulane is trying to figure itself out as well. Talking points for Tulane baseball right now, I think big picture, understanding that the fact that you lost on 2 walk-offs is not necessarily just the gut punch that you want to take it as. It is, we took the 5th rank, and by the way, now 3rd rank, Mississippi State moved up.
They moved up by that, huh? Wow.
They moved up. They moved up after the close games against Tulane. You put yourself in a position to say, if we can do that against Mississippi State, who could win a national championship, we can do that against anybody in our conference. Goodness. Like, that should give you some confidence going into your conference play. That if we play like that, and by the way, I promise you, they don't think they play that well. If we clean up our own mistakes and take that to conference play, we're going to be fine. I do think they're going to have to figure out exactly how everybody gets used in the bullpen. It's not necessarily that there's a bullpen issue. It's just we're going to have to figure out who fits where. And, you know, there's less margin for error. Clifton Flagle is a really good bullpen arm for Tulane. He came out and did not much this past weekend, in part because it seemed to me anyway like he was kind of getting penciled into a certain role, and then it didn't work. He just didn't have his best stuff. You can't have days like that. You really do need your top-flight bullpen arms to perform. And then in addition, you know, you're going to have to get some guys offensively going, which you will. Trevor Minter is an all-conference-level player. He'll be an MLB draft pick, I would think, this upcoming season, and he's hitting like 150, 200 so far. So that'll change. I'm terribly serious. Like, this is crazy to say. Of all of the things that intrigue me, it's how well can the 2 Saturday and Sunday starters develop throughout the course of the year? Donovan Benoit and Jack Aldridge. If you can count on those guys every single time to give you 5 to 6 quality innings, not saying they're going to go throw a perfect game, but quality in ball games, then you're going to be fine, because that reduces the stress on the bullpen. You're not going to see Benoit or Aldridge throw tonight, Gus, but Olthoff is so good on Friday that all it will take is getting one really strong performance between Aldridge and Benoit on a Saturday or Sunday, and most weekends you're going to be in really good shape to win a series. So how's that?
No, it's good stuff. I jotted most of it down. Jared Hart and Colin Burns, I feel like both of those guys were the names as we wrap up here. That I would hear you get excited about when I had you on most of Saturday and Sunday. And they've had nice starts, right? So, look, it looks like you got – and what, the new player Engelhardt has come in and played well. So, I guess it's just a matter of just finding the way to do that. But, look, it's exciting to sort of see perhaps the season it can sort of have in conference, because that's what's going to happen at the end of the day. You need to get some wins, though.
I mean, look, I have no doubt that Tulane can challenge for and win the American Conference in 21.
Wow.
No doubt, okay? No doubt whatsoever that they can challenge and win. Won't mean that they'll do it, but everything that I've seen through a couple of weekends tells me they can challenge for the conference. Like, I know Tulane fans may not want to talk about it, but I kind of think Louisiana Lafayette has a really good pitching staff. I kind of think they're not a bad program. So the fact that you lost both series is really difficult, but if you can go into the lab, metaphorically speaking, yourself, and kind of position things in a way that allows you to clean up your mistakes, get some production out of Ethan Groff, get some production out of Minder Avilas, make sure that the back end of the order continues to just kind of turn and give you a few things, and get Benoit going, make sure Aldridge stays hot, and then yeah, be confident in the 8th and 9th inning. They'll be okay. I'm curious to see how it goes, but they've got potential. They've got potential.
Thank you for doing my baseball prep. I appreciate that, sir.
Have a delightful call. I will be listening on my way across the causeway.
There he is, voice of the Tulane Green Wave. At AL Agretto on Twitter, Andrew Allegretto. He's calling it Wichita State Tulane Hoops. I got the baseball game. Thank you, sir. Take care. Jordan Kleber, how do I get over there, man? I see two different routes, the causeway or 55. What am I doing here? Tell me when we get back on the break. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans. Gonna use my side step. Gonna use my finger. It's time to have fun, so come on in.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic is my lucky place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
It's time to have fun, so let us make you feel right at home with our fast and friendly VIP service. Come feel the magic today at one of our 9 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana, including our 2 newest locations, Cash Magic Galliano and the Royal Flush in Houma. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker. Cash Magic. You'll always be a
VIP Cash Magic. Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
Check us out at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Houma, where you can get a great deal on a Ram today. Check out all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram trucker van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms 2 things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. How am I getting there after the show? Get right in the car, heading over there.
Apparently
fireworks tonight at the Pack.
Yes, huh? There is going to be fireworks. Nice. So, you know, Southeastern always putting on a show.
No, is that what we were doing?
It's for you.
Okay.
They knew that you were coming.
How am I getting there?
I don't know the exact way. I just know because I put it into my GPS once on my phone, and I just remembered it ever since then, so I don't really know.
Wait, so you're Magellan now. I'm going 55.
Yeah,
what
55.
What exit am I getting off? I know there's Ponchatoula.
I just know where I'm going.
Is it an exit or two after that?
I don't know. I just know where I'm going.
Thank you for that.
I'm
appreciate
sorry.
You. Thank you.
I don't know the exact, like, the terminology or the route.
I didn't trust
route.
You, so I Google mapped. Well, I mapped it on my MacBook here. And after I pressed directions, it says, getting there safely. Be safe and pay attention to your surroundings. Always observe posted signs and local laws. See, Apple cares about me.
Watch out, because I have been pulled over from school to here.
Really?
I have been pulled over, so just be careful.
From school to here?
Mm-hmm.
When was that? I don't know. I ever remember so hearing
when we
that.
Were going to, when we were at Vinny's.
Really?
I told you about this.
No, actually.
I have.
And I
you're
have
like,
never heard
and
about
I,
this.
I, yes, because I told you at Harley Davidson.
I promise you.
How I
never
got
never
the ticket.
Heard about this.
And I think the cop was just scaring me because I never got
Welcome
a ticket.
Welcome back here with Head Coach. I have never, ever, ever heard about this. Never. Tell me the story.
So there was a big 18-wheeler to my right.
Mm-hmm. Is this that on 55?
You know that bridge?
Yes.
What's it called?
Are you over water?
Yeah. I'm
okay.
Just
do you know the lake to the left? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, Lake Pontchartrain.
Nope.
To the left?
It's two lakes.
Then I
the
do
one
not.
To the right.
I do not.
Well, I guess if you're coming southbound, yes, it is. There's a lake to the right there. You know what that is? Don't mouth it. You don't.
Yeah, because I don't want to say something on radio and it's wrong. It's like, oh my God, that kid doesn't know what he's talking
you
about.
You don't know. How do you not know the lake? It's two lakes.
I know
55
Lake.
55 splits two lakes. Lake Pontchartrain and Lake
Charles.
Maurepaw, man. Maurepaw.
I was just guessing.
Lake Charles.
I don't know.
That's 3 hours that away.
It's just the first lake that came to my head.
All right, so on 55, you're trying to make it to Vinny's. What happened?
Yep, I was going a little fast and I had the music playing, so my foot was, you know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe pressing a little bit harder. 18-wheeler gets, you know, over to my right.
So we blaming Brian Bieniemy?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. But there's a state trooper behind me, and I'm trying to...
Did you not see the state trooper?
No, I did. I saw he was tailing me. He was basically riding my bumper.
He was trying to gauge how fast
I know. I've told you this.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get around the 18-wheeler, so I was going a little bit faster so he could pass. And then all of a sudden, as soon as I had enough time to get over it, flashing lights came on.
Word of advice, when a cop's behind you like that and you're trying to, and you know you're going to, put the blinker on.
Yeah.
He said, let him know. Did you do the blinker? So you see, in his mind, you're just...
No, I'm pretty sure I did the... Well,
see, if you would have done the blinker... Well, first off, how do you not see him getting close to you and tailing you? If that's the case, either pop your tap for brakes...
Because if I tap my brakes, he's going to be like, why are you brake checking me, bro?
Wow.
I did get out the car and he's
maybe
like...
Maybe the captain, Brendan Mathur, needs to join the show and let us know the proper way...
He did scare me, though.
You know, to move over without letting the officer think that you're just a speed demon, you know.
He was like, your dad's not going to be happy about this. We're sending it right to the mail. And I'm like, damn.
Is that really what he said?
Yeah.
Tap the window?
He's like, you're in good contact with your dad? I'm like, absolutely, officer. He's like, well, he's going to be getting some hefty fine or hefty ticket.
And wow. Like,
and
so he talked down to you.
He talked down to you like
a father figure there, huh?
Never got that ticket.
Huh?
So it was, I was grateful that he was just trying to scare me.
Mm-hmm.
Did learn from it. I might still go a little, you know.
No, you see?
2-3 over.
We don't admit that.
5 over.
We don't admit that.
Other than that.
Unbelievable.
Just glad I didn't get that ticket.
How about you drive safe, man? Arrive alive.
Talking about driving safe.
Speaking of, all right, so this is your package that you've been working on. We had Sharif help last Tuesday or Wednesday or Monday. I don't know what day it was. It wasn't Tuesday because you weren't here. So
no,
it was Wednesday.
It was probably Wednesday.
It's
I just have to add.
What is the story on again?
The causeway.
I can't believe you get an entire semester to make this package by the way.
No, we have to do two, and I also have to be a producer of a full show.
Right. So this is the almost finished product.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what this is?
I'm actually very ahead of other students.
Oh, you're ahead of schedule. Huh? Look at you, patting yourself on the back. Let me hear it first, all right? Let me hear
it's
it first. So we got here.
I like it. The mouse click.
Yeah, I hear it. There's
It's been a year and a half since the Causeway Bridge safety bays have been fully operational, and the 23-mile journey has never been safer.
It is a bit daunting. It's still the longest bridge over water in the world. It statistically, though, it's safer than any interstate highway anywhere, not only in the state, the Gulf Coast.
In the 9-month span of being fully operational, the Causeway Commission has noticed the impact the safety upgrade has had on travel.
On a typical year, we would have 180 crashes on the bridge, and about a third of those would be rear-end crashes, vehicles that had broken down on the road and roadway could lead to the crossovers. That went down to 133.
Police response time also helped that number go down.
I don't like that part.
You can't comment on it. I'm listening.
Get some money out of the roadway. But now that we have a safety base, we can be as close as 500 feet to no more than a mile and a half before we can get somebody completely out of the roadway.
The bays are not the only new feature on the bridge. The Causeway Commission also raised the southbound bridge railings 6 inches to match the height of the other span. Before raising the railings, 19 vehicles hurtled over the causeway into Lake Pontchartrain, and 17 of these accidents happened on the southbound bridge.
The rails, since they've been up there, we've had 6 instances vehicles hitting them. They've all stayed on the bridge. They've all stayed in the lanes.
Super Show says one concern involves an epoxy level in a few bolts found during an inspection.
I couldn't say an inspection
to
save my life.
So an abundance of caution, we're going out there, removing every post, looking at every, there are 130-something thousand anchor bolts on the bridge. So every doggone one of them is going to be inspected. We want to be sure it's done well.
Construction on the safety bays started in summer 2018.
Blue sky,
and
nice
finished
shot.
In 2019. Since then, there have been talks about adding other features to the Causeway Bridge. and how that might impact tolls in the future.
Right now, we'd love the full length shoulders. When we were going through the studying them, obviously that's where we wanted to go, but that's a $1.8 billion option. To do that, the tolls would have to go up to $25.
And
that's not going to happen.
And
so what's the ending here?
The ending is going to be shots of the toll booth and people handing money, because I have close-up shots of people handing money.
What are you going to finish?
Oh, it's just...
Why are you wrapping it? What are you wrapping it up?
I'm wrapping it... I'm trying to remember.
It's good, really, honestly. I got a lot of info on that stuff that I didn't know. So what's the wrap?
I have the script right here that I wrote.
It's really good, though. I'm actually...
It's.
I don't want to stay surprised.
You didn't think it was going to be as good as it was, huh?
Okay, let's not get carried away here. All right, you're not getting an Emmy off of it.
I think it's an A plus.
Okay, well, I mean, we can
actually. I'll say A.
We can pick up the inflection of it here. You're not teaching a class that's like, so we can get it, but that's fixable.
I thought, trust me, I don't want to put
the tone and the delivery is something that is tough for current reporters on certain stations in the city. That's easily fixable, though. Telling the story and actually giving info is the hardest part. And I thought that was really good. Good job.
And also,
good job.
People that were listening on the radio, they didn't even see the shots.
Would you stop?
The shots are amazing.
Okay. You know what? That's it. I'm trying to help you here. It's actually
I'm gonna close it up with, like, while $25 tolls are in the Causeway's future.
Are not
in the Causeway.
Please clarify that.
Okay, we'll clarify that because
North Shore resident just went, what?
Well, I already have the sound bites and everything.
All right. Hour two in the books, hour three coming up. Garland Gillen, Fox 8, speaking of, is going to join us. Arch Manning. Come on, man. It's Alabama, right? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Tell me why you cry and why you lie.
The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. When it comes to hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, it gets sent to over 100 top job sites with one click. And it's so